ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Chapter 5, Text 7, Translation of the Commentary on His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, from the Acharya of the In this verse, the glories of Lord Nityananda Prabhu are described as this verse, and another verse is also very well known. Mayati Deyati Vaikuntalo Deyipurnaishvarya Sri Chakra Vyoga Madhve Rupam Yasyo Bhaji Sankarsana Kyam Tam Sri Nityananda Raman Prapadye. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarsan in the midst of the Chakra Vyoga, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarsan, Kadyumna, and Anirudha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntaloka, far beyond the material creation. So these verses describe the glories of Lord Nityananda. And this chapter of Adilila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is simply an elaboration on these two verses, describing in great detail how Lord Nityananda is great. As Prabhupada often used to say, it is not enough to say that God is great, but we should know how He is great. Otherwise we may think that God is great, I'm also great. I'm this great, maybe God is this great. Or maybe this great. Frog in the well philosophy. But how great He is. He is so great that we can hardly imagine. In this chapter it's described the glories of Ananta Shesh, who is the, he is described as the Kala, means he is a portion of the plenary portion of Lord Balaram. That means that the Supreme Lord expands Himself. His first expansion is Balaram. Then from Balaram is expanded the Chaturvyuha. Then from the Mahasankarsana, the spiritual sky, it is plenary portion, and a portion of that plenary portion means equal in all respects. So a portion of that portion is Sheshna. So how great He is. One of the greatest is that He supports the universe on one of His hoods. And He doesn't even know it, He can't even feel it. Just like if you have nice long hair, not very nice long hair, and there's a mustard seed in your hair, you don't feel it then. Maybe if you go to comb it, then you could feel it. Otherwise you don't, if a mustard seed is caught in your hair, you don't feel it. So the whole universe is born without effort by Ananta Shesh on one of His hoods. And that Ananta Shesh is a portion expanded from Lord Balaram, who is Nityananda. So this description is given in some detail. In great detail, it describes the greatness of Lord Balaram. And that Balaram is Nityananda. Vajendranandam Jai, Shakti Shuddha Hridoshay, Balarama Harima Mitai. Who is Shachi Sutta, Gauranga, was previously Yashoda Sutta, Yashoda Sutta. Vajendranandam Jai Shachi Sutta, was previously Vajendranandam, who is now the son of Mother Shachi, was previously at the end of Swarva Yuga, Shamasundra, Krishna, now has come to Gaurasundra. And Balaram, who is also Krishna, He has come as Nityananda. So this is to be understood. Otherwise, if we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, but we don't have clear knowledge of who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are, then we'll misunderstand. Just like if we hear about Krishna, Krishna Leela, then we may misunderstand. If we don't read, first of all, Bhagavad Gita, and the first nine cantos of Bhagavatam, and assimilate how great is God, then if we simply read the tenth canto, then we'll misunderstand. Those people are misunderstanding. They are misunderstanding that Krishna is some kind of lusty person. He's dancing with young girls. So of course Prabhupada describes that even if you think Krishna is lusty, then he's the supreme lust. You cannot match how lusty he is, because he has 16,108 wives, and he's satisfying all of them. So even if you make that misunderstanding, still you cannot compete with Krishna. Of course there is no mundane lust in Krishna. But those who don't study under the acharyas, bona fide acharyas, they misunderstand. So similarly, Lord Nityananda, he cannot be understood very easily. He cannot be understood. Simply if we read the Leela of Lord Nityananda, then we will misunderstand. We will take him to be maybe some ordinary sadhu. Just like all over India, most of the people, they think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a saint. There are so many saints at that time, approximately. That Guru Nanak was there, and Kabir, and Leela, and there were so many. Ramanand, who was the head of the Ramanand Sampradaya, that's Ramanand. Then there were so many saints at that time who were spreading the bhakti cult. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was one of them, Balabhacharya Saintam. But no, that is not correct. That is not according to Shastra. Shastra states that Krishna Varnam Svisha Krishnam Sangopangas Prakarshadam Yangyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Yusuvedasam. Shastra says that in this Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will come accompanied by his caution and assistance to spread the Sankirtan movement, Sankirtan Yajna. And those who are intelligent, they will worship him through the Sankirtan Yajna. So, who is that? Who is that who has done that? Who has come to do that? That is very clearly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we may say that's not a very clear reference. That's also explained in Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj has predicted, Chala Phalo Yadabhava. That in Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord will appear. His name is Triyuga. One meaning of Triyuga is he appears in three yugas. But he also appears in Kali Yuga as Chanda Kala. He appears in Kali Yuga in a covered incarnation. So there are many Shastric references in the Mahabharata, the references that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how does that work? In Varanga Chandana Gavi, Sanyasa Kanch. How does that verse begin? Suvarna Varna Himango, Varanga Chandana Gavi. Sanyasa Krish Samashanta
Vichasanta.
Yes, I'm doing this. Not getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Anyway, this Vishnu Sahasranam also describes the appearance, Suvarna Varna, golden color. Krishna Varnam Trishara Krishna. He is Krishna, but he's not black like Krishna. What is he? He is Suvarna Varna, golden incarnation. Himanga, same thing, means golden form. Gauranga, Himanga, means the same thing. Very large body, that's also described in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Prachanda Shri, very large body. And he's always covered with chanda. Anointing his body with chanda, he goes on Sankirtan. So these are the descriptions of Lord Chaitanya, and the acharyas, they have described also all the devotees who have come with Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Nityananda is Balaram, and all the other devotees, Srivashtako is Narada, Radha is again Radharani, Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu, and all these devotees, they have been ascertained who they are. So Lord Nityananda, he is Balaram. Now if we see what is the character of Lord Balaram in Krishna Leela, it appears that his character is somewhat unusual. Certainly cannot be understood by any mundane person. But the sages, just like the sages at Naimisharanya, they accepted that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although sometimes he appeared to act in a way that even great personalities found difficult to understand. It's like he would become intoxicated, apparently intoxicated. Not actually intoxicated, but apparently intoxicated. And even the Jamuna, she was thinking that Lord Balaram, now he's become intoxicated like an ordinary mundane person. So Lord Balaram, his character appears to be quite unusual sometimes. Similarly, Lord Nityananda, his character appears to be somewhat unusual. Therefore, he's known as Nityananda Avadhut. He says a prayer, Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Lord Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda Sa Avadhuta. Avadhut means Nityananda. Now often we hear this word Avadhut used if we find a devotee who's eccentric or who wears his socks around the wrong way or puts on someone else's shoes or acts somewhat eccentrically. Sometimes we say this is an Avadhut. But actually, Prabhupada did not approve of the use of that word being used for any ordinary person. Avadhut means a great saintly person who is beyond the rules and regulations of scripture. It doesn't mean a sadhu who's crazy. That's not the meaning. There are many crazy people who become sadhus. Maybe their family throw them out of the house and put some red cloth on them so they can maintain them themselves. But that is not Avadhut. That's a crazy person. Avadhut means someone who appears to be crazy because he has no or very little connection with this material world. Just like Bhamchidas Babaji is an example of someone who practically has no connection with this material world. Means he is beyond the rules and regulations of scriptures. He is beyond the rules and regulations of scriptures because he has transcended them. For him there is no need to follow. Now, ordinarily, even those who are so advanced that they have come to the point of all the rules and regulations of scriptures, which is Smaratavya Satatam Vishnu, Vishmaratavya Najat Chit, always remembering Krishna, never forgetting at any moment. But someone who has come to that point, there's no need to follow all the rules and regulations because all the rules and regulations are meant to bring us to this point. The one who's actually come to this point, for him, there's no need for him to follow the rules and regulations. But generally, even those who are on such an advanced platform, they do follow the rules and regulations anyway, so as to give guidance to others, instructions to others, by their character, by their example, by their activities. But there are some sadhus who are beyond the rules and regulations of scriptures and don't follow them. They may follow them or they may not. Sometimes they may follow them, sometimes they may not. But those who have a tendency to not only not follow the scriptures, but to act in an extraordinary way which cannot be understood by ordinary worldly people, they are known as Avadhut. They may appear to be crazy, but they are not crazy. They are fully absorbed in Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu was such a personality. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing as a devotee of Krishna, and often his behavior was extraordinary. He would mix up with all different kinds of people. Pastime is told in Chaitanya Bhagavat. One time he came to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Grihastha Ashram. And he came completely naked. Of course, in those days, even up till quite recently, in the houses, the men's quarters and the women's quarters were separate. So he entered the men's quarters. So anyway, all the devotees who were present with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they thought, maybe he was a little crazy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he called for some cloth that he brought and gave some copium to Nityananda. Because Nityananda, in his ecstasy, he was feeling as if he was just a young child. Therefore, he said, you see, young children, they'll walk around in the courtyard naked. So he was feeling like that. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought some copin, and he put that on to Lord Nityananda. Then again, he took some of that cloth and tore it up into little pieces and gave it to all the devotees. And he told that, you keep this cloth in your shikha, in your hair, and by the blessings of Lord Nityananda, you will be free from all lusty desires. We may think that, oh, he's a lusty person going around naked. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you keep that, that will keep you free from all lusty desires. So this is a very important point. Nityananda is helping us. Nityananda Prabhu has come to help us. This song we're singing, Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripabhava Kamakara Anubhava Dukhi. Narottam Das Thakur is praying to Lord Nityananda that you are, your name is Nityananda. Now often we find the Mayavadis, they also use this name, Nityananda, because they think that now we have become merged into Brahma Sukh, Nirvishesh Brahma Sukh. So now we are always happy. But actually, real Nityananda means one who is Premananda Sukhi, one who is enjoying the bliss of Krishna praying. So Narottam Das Thakur, he is taking the position of an ordinary conditioned soul, and he says, you please just look at me with your glance of mercy, because I am very unhappy. One who is trying to enjoy this material world, he must always be unhappy. But Lord Nityananda is blessing us with Krishna consciousness. He can bless us with Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Narottam Das is praying to him that I am very unhappy, please give me also your mercy, so that I can also be happy like you in Krishna consciousness. In another prayer, Narottam Das Thakur has sung that Gauranga Bhavite Nave, Sulaka Shave, Harinam Bhavite, Ayane Bhavine. He's praying for me, thinking, when will I get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Then how to get that mercy? Ar kabe nitai chande karuna hoive sansara bashana ma kabe tucha hobe. He's praying, when will I get the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? Because when I get his mercy, then I can be free from all material desires. So this is a very important point for us to understand. How to get free from material desires? The material desires, that is the cause of all our suffering. How that adyanta dukkha nivritti eva jivanti, that what is mukti means to be free from all material desires. So those material desires, that is what stops us becoming Krishna conscious. So how to get free is very difficult. Not very easy thing. We see even the yogis with great difficulty. They may perform many austerities for many years, for many lifetimes, but still it's very difficult to get free from material desires. Just like we were reading yesterday, Srimad Bhagavatam, class was given, about Prahlad Maharaj, that he was also acting like an avadhu. He was not aware, day, night, all these things, because he was fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. How? Because the material desires, they were burned up, even the very seeds. The material desires, we may try to suppress them, but the seeds remain within our heart. How to get free of material desires completely? Then it is Nityananda, Nityanandakya Rama Sharanam Namaste. Let me take shelter of Lord Nityananda. By taking shelter of Lord Nityananda, we can become free from the material desires, even to the very root. Otherwise, simply suppress them. Again, they will come. There are so many examples in Shastra. Even great personalities like Chervan Rukmuni, Rishi. He was so austere, so renounced. But then again, he desired, let me enjoy that beautiful girl, that princess, Sukanya. There are many examples. But how to get free from the dirty things in our heart completely? That, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is meant for that. But especially, Narottam Das has given the idea, take shelter of Lord Nityananda. By taking shelter of Lord Nityananda, one can be freed from the material desires to the very root. Then, how to take shelter of Lord Nityananda? That becomes another question. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu, he is Lord Balaram, he is a very special person. And he was given a very special job by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, at least from the external point of view, it seems that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got a little disappointed or fed up preaching in Bengal, because he thought these people are impossible. It's just too much. All right, I'll take sannyas and go to Vrindavan. Anyway, he ended up in Puri. So then he was thinking, well, what about the people in Bengal? We have to preach there also. So then he told Nityananda Prabhu, you'd better preach in Bengal. Because I can't do it, you'd better do it. So Nityananda Prabhu, he did that. He was preaching in Bengal, house to house. Even before, he was from the very beginning, when he started his Sankirtan movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda Prabhu, door to door, preaching with Haridas. Shuno shuno Nityananda, shuno Haridas, savadra avar avdar karo hapakash, pati hare hare diya karo e vikha, bhaja Krishna, bhava Krishna, karo Krishna shikha. He would say, Nityananda, Haridas, come here. So then Navadi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was starting his Sankirtan movement. So please come, Nityananda Haridas, I have some work for you. Go everywhere, door to door, and tell people, what is my instruction? What is my instruction? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is, worship Krishna, chant the names of Krishna, and learn about Krishna. So he told him, Sarvatra Prakash, go everywhere. So Nityananda, he took that seriously. He went everywhere. He went to, not to the, Chandal, the people who were keeping pigs. Now no one who's from a Brahmin family or Sadhu or even not even Brahmin and Shudra family, they won't go to the people who are keeping pigs. And they were going to the Muslims also, that follower of Nityananda, Gadadhar Das. He was told, go door to door preaching. So he went door to door, so there are so many doors. So he came to the door of the Qazi, the magistrate, in one area, who was famous for being such a rascal, that if anyone even looked like they were going to chant Hare Krishna, he'd immediately punish them very severely. So, one day he wakes up, cartel, ding 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 ding. He looks out the door, comes on the veranda and sees this sadhu. And sadhu, Gadadhar Das, he asks the Qazi, please chant Hare Krishna. So the Qazi thinks he must be a madman, because everybody knows that if anyone even thinks of chanting Hare Krishna, I punish them severely. So he thought, anyway, this guy's crazy. So he didn't take it very seriously. But Gadadhar Das persisted, please chant Hare Krishna. He said, all right, I'll chant Hare Krishna tomorrow. So then Gadadhar Das was very happy. You already said Hare Krishna once. Now go on. So like this, the followers of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they were transcendentally eccentric sometimes. That Murari Chaitanya Das, follower of Lord Nityananda, he used to sometimes wander off in the jungle. Those days, Bengal, even up to 50, 70 years ago, most of Bengal was jungle, only Mayapur area. Everywhere, most of India was jungle. What to speak, now there's no jungle. Anyway, so sometimes he would wander off in the jungle, and there would be so many tigers. So he would just find some tiger and give it a slap on the cheek, say, chant Hare Krishna. He didn't have any fear. Because he was Nityananda Akhidana Shana, he had taken shelter. So like this, they had the preaching move. And Lord Nityananda was going everywhere. Even to the house of the pig eaters. He would come and call at the door. Is anyone there? And they would come and they would see the big form of Lord Nityananda. And he would fall, when he would see them, he would fall down on the ground and say, "Please, I've come to beg something. What do you want? Please chant Hare Krishna." So this is Lord Nityananda. He was given the job by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach, and he took that order very seriously. He took that order very seriously, and everywhere he preached, to all kinds of people, without consideration, Patra Patra Pichamani, Mahish Thala Sitaram, Jeja Apai Taraseo, Prema Dham. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, especially Lord Nityananda, they didn't consider who was suitable for being Krishna conscious, who was not suitable. Because if you consider who is fit to be Krishna conscious, then practically you're going to have to give up. Because no one is fit. Even Bhakti Sarasvati Thakur, in his early life, he got fed up with all these Sahajiyas and fed up. Alright, let me go to Mayapur and chant Hare Krishna. He was preaching, but he became disgusted. Then later, Nityananda Prabhu and all the Acharyas, they came to him in a dream and said, "Go and preach anyway. We are with you. Don't worry." So if you look to see who is fit to be Krishna conscious, then you might as well. Why would Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come? No need to come. Because no one is fit. That is the very particular symptom of Kali Yuga. No one is fit for Krishna consciousness. So, who will be given Krishna consciousness? Everyone, give it free. Freely, only one thing is asked, that you should have a little faith. If anyone has a little faith in Krishna, they can be given. Please chant Hare Krishna. And even if they don't have faith, the followers of Lord Nityananda, they try to instill that faith. So even though people don't have any faith, they go everywhere and somehow or other, they try to make people faithful in Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he was traveling all over the world, he was preaching against the scientists. Why? Because the scientists, they erode faith in God by their propaganda that there is no spiritual substance, everything is simply a combination of chemicals. So Prabhupada was preaching like this. Why? Because he was fully in the mood of Lord Nityananda, who is the most confidential associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The business of the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to bring people to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to bring people to Krishna. To go to Krishna, they have to go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Nityananda also, he was told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "You go everywhere and tell people to chant Hare Krishna, the people." He didn't ask, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, "You tell anyone to chant Hare Krishna." But Nityananda saw these people, they're a long way from Krishna. Better they chant the name of Gauranga. That very famous chant is there. That's actually in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's a little bit older. That Haja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Namare, Jajan Gauranga Bhaji Srimara Pramare. Nityananda Prabhu is preaching to everybody. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "You tell everybody to chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, learn about Krishna." But Nityananda Prabhu thought that Gauranga, he is Krishna, but he's in the most merciful form of Krishna. So Bhaja Gauranga, just chant and worship Lord Gauranga, chant the name of Gauranga, take his name. And if you do this, then even Gauranga doesn't give you his mercy, I will give you his mercy, because Gauranga, anyone who chants the name of Gauranga, he is, Nityananda Prabhu says, he is my very life. I feel for that person. I want to, even that Narottam Das says, Jai Gauranga Namalai Tara Hai Premada Tari Muni Jai Balihari. Whoever chants the name of Gauranga, I also bless him. Narottam Das. So Nityananda Prabhu, he's simply thinking how to deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. This is his very confidential service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That when Nityananda Prabhu came to Puri, at the time of
Ratnayatra. Then they all stayed there for 4 months, Chaturmasi. Then again, when Nityananda Prabhu had to return with all the devotees to Bengal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke very confidentially with Nityananda Prabhu. So what is that confidential term that has been analyzed by our acharyas? What is the confidential feeling of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Kapita Bhutena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yama Vadati Svita. Devotees, they pray to Rupa Goswami that Rupa Goswami, he knows what are the confidential feelings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has established them within the world. So what are those confidential feelings? The confidential feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Prabhupada has described in Chaitanya Charitamrita of Prabhupada, Priti Vite Aje, Jato Nagara Vigram, Savati Pracharita Vaive Varana, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name should be spread all over the world in every town and village. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave the order, Prabhupada describes in that Prabhupada, Jare Vaya Tareka Krishna Pradesh, Maharaja Guru Vaya Tareka Pradesh. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, instruct them in the science of Krishna. In this way become a guru and deliver the land. So those who are gurus on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are especially praying for mercy and taking mercy from Lord Nityananda. That is his specific service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone is the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaurangara Das Muni Gaurangara Das. Gaurangara Das Muni Aadhtar Das Das. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, everyone is the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the servant of his servant. Nityananda Prabhu is the first servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the first servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his specific service is to spread the Sankirtan mission, to spread the mercy. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sambhojito Gaurodhi Pushpamanto Chitro Shanto Sambhojito. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously. Sun and the moon, they don't arise simultaneously. But this, Gaura Chandra, Nityananda, like the sun and the moon, they have arisen simultaneously. In Bengal, the sun arises in the eastern side, so they have arisen simultaneously to wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. This is their specific, in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the purpose of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent is given. They have come to give us light. It's like the sun and the moon. They give us light. They give us light and they give us shelter. Siddhai Padakama, Koti Chandra Shushi, Jaychayai Ganga Sajura. That's the moon. It's giving light, cooling light. In the, of course, in Bombay, everyone has air conditioner and fire and all these things. But in the summer season, if you go in the village, you'll find scorching heat. But at night time, the moon gives nice cooling rays. People, they like to relax in the cool of the moon. So Nityananda Prabhu, he is lotus feet. They are more cooling than many, many millions of moons. Now we are burning in the fire of material life. But that if we take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, we can get the cooling rays of many, many millions of moons. We'll be free from the fire, burning fire of material life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda have come to give the benediction of Krishna consciousness to all. And specifically Nityananda Prabhu's servant to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also considers himself servant to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come and his specific service is to preach, and specifically to preach in a very difficult situation. Nityananda, we are taking shelter of Lord Nityananda so we can be free of material desires. So how to take shelter? And specifically, if we take up this preaching mission of Krishna consciousness, this is the proper way to take shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and this is the way to get his mercy very easily. Narottam Das is praying, please give me the glance of your mercy so that I can also be happy. So how to do that? If we take up the preaching mission and always remember, don't think, not thinking that I am a great preacher, but simply thinking that let me serve the parampara. Let me pray for the blessings of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, so that whatever I do, whatever I speak, that may help others also to come to the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So if one does this, take shelter of Lord Nityananda within the Sankirtan movement, then we are very unhappy in this material world. But if we take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, then we can also become happy. And practically we experience this. We cannot be happy by making arrangements for nicely eating and sleeping. We cannot be happy by trying to increase our bank balance. We cannot be happy by trying to become famous. La puja patishta, by increasing our prestige. But we can be happy if we become the selfless servant of Lord Nityananda and try to serve him by preaching his Krishna consciousness selflessly as he has done. Hare Krishna. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Nityananda Trayodashi ki jai. Any question? Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this world in 8 chakra ground, which is presently in the Birbhum district of West Bengal. That is a place where the Pandavas were living for 1 year when they were incognito. That is the place of Virat Maharaj. So that's where he appeared. He appeared about 12 years before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his father's name was Harai Pandit and his mother's name Padmavati. So he was the only child, and his pastime was his childhood are described in some detail in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now all the people of the area, they were very fond of him, but one unknown sannyasi came when he was a young boy, about 10 years old, came to the house of Harai Pandit, and he said to Harai Pandit, I'd like to beg one thing from you. Yes, Harai Pandit said. The only thing is, whatever I say, you must give to me, and don't refuse. Yes, yes, whatever I have in my house, you're welcome. Then I'm going to take your son with you. So Harai Pandit became very upset. But no, you can take everything. You take every paisa I have, but don't take my son, otherwise I'll die. Well, he promised me, and he thought, well, I did promise him that I don't care about breaking my promise. I do care about losing my son, but if I break my promise, then it will be very bad. My son will get the wrong instruction, so for his sake, I should fulfill my promise. All right, take it. So then after Nityananda left, then Harai Pandit, very soon he died, as he had said, I'll die without a bit. And not only that, but the whole village, everyone became devastated by separation from him. Anyway, he traveled all over Harapvarsha with that sannyasi. And eventually he came to Mathura. And at that time, he came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had started his Sankirtan movement in Navadvip. So he came in a dream to Lord Chaitanya and said, I'm coming. Just wait for me, I'm coming. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he couldn't understand what he was saying. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives the explanation in his purport that that time Nityananda was living in Mathura, so he was speaking in Hindi. So he couldn't understand. So anyway, he came after some time. and he went to the house of Nandanacharya, which is very close to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur, and he gave himself away there. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all his devotees, "You all come, Nityananda has come, you find him." So they all went out in the morning and they all looked all day, everywhere. They came back in the evening and they said, "Well, we couldn't find him." And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, I know you couldn't find him. You can't find him because he's gone. You just can't go and look for him and find him. You have to get his mercy, then you can find him. So alright, let's go and visit him. I know where he is." So they all went to the house of Nandanacharya, which you can still see them. It's one temple just next to our Chaitanya Chandra temple in Mayapur. That's Goswami Maharaj's mom. That is the house of Nandanacharya. So then they met each other. That description is given. The ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting with Nityananda. There are so many pastimes I described. Sorry? Yeah, like that. Something like that. He was traveling all over. As a young boy, he was traveling all over. Do we preach that one should work for his living or not? Yes, we preach that one should work for his living. Yavat artha prayojanam. One should work to get as much money as he needs, not more. And balance time he should use for Krishna consciousness. But we also say that, just like Lord Krishna says in the Gita, kamati vadikarati mahalesha kadarjana, that you work, but the result is not yours. You may get, or you work, but the result is not actually in your hands, it's in the hands of God. What happens to a person who believes in Krishna but doesn't work? Well, if anyone believes in Krishna, he has to follow Krishna's instruction. Krishna instructs us to work for him. Mat karma kriya. Krishna says, "You work for me." So if someone actually believes in Krishna, then he must work. There's no question of not working. Is there any questions? Actually, today we're discussing Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, is there any other thing about Lord Nityananda? Yes, that I mentioned somewhere. Nityananda Prabhu. Any acharya in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's understood to be a representative of Nityananda Prabhu or one of the confidential assistants of Srimati Radharani. So these followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are mostly manjari, the gopis. The followers of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they're mostly the cowherd boys. So the Prabhupada wrote in one letter that my spiritual master, he is Lord Nityananda. So spiritual master, self-realized. So he is the representative of Lord Nityananda. Any other question? Actually, today is a special day. We're discussing about Lord Nityananda. So your philosophical questions are very much welcome. But as we're just now discussing this one subject, we'd like to stick to that now. And any other questions after the class? Let's check on the Bhagavad. Yeah, of course, there are so many pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda and Kailas to preach, so they were going everywhere. And they saw these drunkards and rascals, Jagai and Matai. So Nityananda thought, well, if we can deliver these people, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fame will be spread. Because they were quite prominent rascals. So they went, and Haridas said, "Well, you better be careful, these guys are dangerous." So then when Nityananda asked, "You please chant Hare Krishna." So Jagai Mata, they weren't very favorable, so they went to attack Haridas and Nityananda, who then started running away. And Haridas was chastising Nityananda. That he said, I told you not to go to them. They're dangerous. And Nityananda was only laughing. And Haridas was saying, it's all right for you. You're young, but I'm an old man. I can't run away. I'm in trouble. So anyway, again, we went the next day, and Nityananda, the Madai, I think it was, threw the white pot at his head and cut it. And hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his Sudarshan Chakra and wanted to kill the Madai. But Nityananda, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that if you kill him, then you have to kill everybody, because in Kali Yuga, everybody is fallen. So you better deliver him. You're supposed to deliver people, so deliver him. So because Nityananda interceded, therefore the Jagayam Madhai was saved. So the instruction we get, that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he may not be so merciful, but Nityananda is very merciful. So we better go to Nityananda first. We better always remember to worship Gauranga. You see here, when the Aartis are there, people, mostly they're coming, they like to stand at the altar of Radha Krishna. And how do they go to Gauranga? But actually they should know that if you want to, Nitaya Karuna Hame Vraje Radha Krishna,